Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Dr. Ezra Capel. And Dr. Capel is the head of the Inter-American Jewish Studies Program here at UTEP, friend of the station's, been with us many times before, but he has a lot of exciting things that are happening in a class that he's teaching and also a very important event that will be happening on Thursday, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. Ezra, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much for having me back, Louis.
First of all, I mentioned that there's an event happening on Thursday, and we'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But you are teaching a class, and it's under the English department, and it's called Confronting the Holocaust in Germany and in Poland. Fascinating.
Yes. One of the things that we're trying to do at UTEP is develop more high-impact activities for our students. And one of the things that we've realized has a tremendous influence on future student success, both while they're here at UTEP, but also in the world beyond, is participating in educational travel courses. And this is one of those experiences, and I'm going to be leading this class. You know, it's for credit for students, and they'll be studying here on campus, and then we'll be embarking on a nearly two-week trip to Germany and to Poland. And we're going to be studying the history and literary representations of the Holocaust from a variety of different artists and writers and poets. And then we're going to actually walk to those places and walk over those grounds in Germany and in Poland and experience, the students will experience firsthand many of these things they've been reading about here and studying.
What an incredible opportunity for the students.
Yeah, it is a remarkable experience and in some ways life-changing for them as well as for me, and I'm very privileged to be able to lead this group again. We went last year for the first time. We did this to Poland, which was in many ways a life-changing experience for me, and I was really privileged to share that with our students. In fact, I don't know that I could have, it's a very emotionally challenging thing to do, and I think we were all there for each other to help us through that. And the students were incredible. And their research projects, which drew upon their firsthand experiences while in Poland, were really incredible. And it really shows the importance of these kinds of activities where students could study and do their research in libraries, but also to experience these things firsthand and to go and meet with people. Our students met and will be meeting again in March with, for example, not just Holocaust survivors, but righteous Gentiles, Polish folk who helped save Jewish people, their neighbors, their friends, while risking their own and their families' lives. So we met with some of those folks as well, and it's an incredible, powerful experience to hear directly from those who were the most influenced and affected by these historical events.
And despite the museums, the pictures, the survivors, what we've heard, there are still some people who are very stout about their denying the fact that it even happened.
Right. So this is a growing trend, unfortunately, and the internet certainly helps give a mouthpiece, a voice to many of these fringe groups. We saw what happened in Charlottesville a number of months ago, and our event actually is titled Confronting Holocaust Denial, because this is a growing trend to both deny the Holocaust in its entirety or to diminish the reality of the Holocaust. And this is a trend that has been growing in recent years. And Deborah Lipstadt is a Holocaust historian who has dedicated her career. She's a distinguished professor at Emory University in Atlanta, and she's devoted her entire career to exposing Holocaust denial and to trying to stem the tide of Holocaust denial and flip that over and basically help promote Holocaust education and the reality of the Holocaust, because there are many lessons that the world needs to learn from the horrors of the past, right? And unfortunately, when we're denying that reality, all too often those lessons are not learned, and so the horrors are repeated again and again.
And the obstacles that sometimes are put in front of us while we're trying to educate our peers, our students, our children, our families, sometimes those obstacles can be put one right after another, and Professor Lipstadt face one of those.
Yes. So in her book, Denying the Holocaust, she exposes the rising tide of Holocaust denial. In particular, she mentions in several points in the book a very prominent Holocaust denier whose name is David Irving, who is a British historian. And she mentioned correctly about calling him a Holocaust denier in her book. And Mr. Irving did not like that, and so he sued her for libel. And so this in England, you have to prove, it's the onus of proof is on the defendant to show that you did not libel this person. And in fact, there was a trial, and Deborah Lipstadt actually won, and her publisher Penguin Books won in court. And they proved that the accusations against David Irving were substantially true and therefore not libelous. As a result of that, she won the case. And the New York Times wrote an editorial about that, which said, "History has had its day in court and scored a crushing victory." And as a result of that, last year, 2 years ago, actually, a major motion picture was made about Deborah Lipstadt's work and about the trial. And that film is called Denial, and it stars Rachel Weisz. And we are going to be showing the film this coming Thursday, February 15th. The film will be at 5 o'clock in the UGLC, room 106. And after the film, we are very privileged to have Dr. Deborah Lipstadt here with us, and she will be giving a lecture, and we will have a discussion and sort of time for audience members to ask her questions about the film, about her career, about her books, and it'll be an incredibly important evening, especially given what is happening today about Holocaust denial and the assault on truth.
And you wanted to share a little from her book.
Yes. In her book, she talks about David Irving. This is what she says about him. She says, "Irving is one of the most dangerous spokespersons for Holocaust denial. Familiar with historical evidence, he bends it until it conforms with his ideological leanings and political agenda." And, you know, I think that's obviously very accurate. It's not just me. The court thought that was a very accurate description as well. And it is that that is so disturbing, that here's someone who has great historical skill, and he's using that to pick out certain things that he thinks will prove his point, while denying and ignoring a tremendous amount of evidence, of course, that shows that the Holocaust did in fact occur. One of his contentions is that there were no gas chambers at Auschwitz. And having been in one of those gas chambers with my students to see the one that is left at Auschwitz, you know, obviously it's a very disturbing thing to hear. So that is Deborah Lipstadt speaking about David Irving. Unfortunately, today, though, it's not just individuals that are attempting to deny the reality of the Holocaust. And there are governments now that are doing so as well.
Tell us about what's going up in Poland right now.
So Poland is a country that is both, of course, a tremendous victim of the Nazis. At the same time, Poland also victimized many of its Jewish citizens. And as a result, it's a complicated history. And Poland, especially since the end of communism over the past, let's say, 25 years or so, Poland has done perhaps more than any other country to actually confront the reality of what occurred during the Holocaust. In fact, when I was with our UTEP students last year at the Polin Museum, which is in the footprint of the Warsaw Ghetto, that museum tells the 1,000-year history of Jews in Poland. They even had a very small exhibit, but it was nice to see something there that talked about numerous atrocities that Polish citizens perpetrated upon their Jewish neighbors without, in many instances, the instigation of the Nazis or the Nazis even being there. And so it is certainly true that, you know, millions of Polish folks were perished during the Holocaust, but 3 million Jewish citizens from Poland were murdered during the Holocaust. And many of those folks were victims of their own Polish neighbors, actually. So that is the reality of the Holocaust. And right now, the Polish government is debating a law that will make it illegal for anyone to actually speak about Polish complicity during the Holocaust. To do that in Poland, if this bill passes, will be punishable by many years in prison. So this is obviously an assault on truth, on the reality of what occurred. And it's really important for us to understand, right, that Poland was both in many ways the victims of the Nazis, but in other ways also in incidents that occurred throughout Poland were the aggressors against their Jewish neighbors. That's a complicated history, and it's one that is being written and being investigated right now. But this law aims to limit that.
And that's interesting that that is even coming up because, as we know in history, Poland was one of the first countries that Hitler and went in and crushed, right. 1939.
Right. You know, like I said, it's an extremely complicated history. And the museum in Warsaw, the Polin Museum, actually tells that complicated history, which goes back over 1,000 years, in which Polin was welcoming to Jews for that many centuries. Of course, the Holocaust wiped out much of that history, and most of the people who were living in Poland at that time. So, including, you know, most of my family, actually, anyone who had not made it out of Poland were victims of the Nazis. Either a few survived, but most were murdered. So, you know, in fact, on my maternal grandmother's side, many of her family members were actually killed in one of those pogroms that took place in Bialystok, actually, that was perpetrated by Polish citizens, not Nazis. So, you know, again, it is a complicated history. There are many instances of Polish resistance against the Nazis, and of course, many Polish folks who risked their own lives to help save Jews. But the point is that the full history needs to be acknowledged and studied, and that's what we try to do at a university, right, in my classes, and is try to give all sides of a perspective and actually arrive at a truthful understanding, not to limit and not pass laws that would try to stop people from actually exploring the truth of what happened in the past.
Tell us a little bit about the textbook that you used in your class, Neighbors.
Yeah, that is one of the texts we're going to be using in this course, Confronting the Holocaust in Germany and Poland. And that is written by a former New York Times foreign correspondent named Jan Gross. And he was traveling through Poland, actually, about 25 years ago now. And he noticed a small memorial in some town called Jedwabne. It's said that in this town in the summer of 1941, the Nazis murdered about 1,600 Jews in this town. And he thought that was odd because he knew that the Einsatzgruppe and the Nazis' mobile killing units were nowhere near this area in Poland at that date because, you know, he's an expert in these things. He started asking around and saying, but the Nazis weren't here then. What is this memorial? And finally, a few old-timers said, you know, oh, if you come back later tonight, you know, I'll talk to you. And slowly the story began to emerge that it wasn't the Nazis who murdered 1,600 Jews in Jedwabne. It was their Polish neighbors who rose up against them and slaughtered half of their city, half of their town, over a period of several days in the summer of 1941. And Jan Gross wrote a book about that called Neighbors, which talks about this. There was actually a trial in Poland after the war, and some of the perpetrators were punished with light prison sentences, but the story was then buried. And, of course, his book really confronted the reality of what occurred here. And for a time, he was considered a hero in Poland and was welcomed there and did speeches and lectures about what actually occurred. Now with this government in Poland, he's been banned from going back to Poland. His visas have been denied. And so it gives you an indication of where things are going. And Poland is, of course, a member of the EU. And so this assault on the truth is deeply troubling.
Ezra, we're about out of time, but if you wouldn't mind telling us again the dates, the time for this presentation by Dr. Lipstadt, and also some of the folks who are helping us out.
Yes. So this is really such an amazing event. It's going to be this coming Thursday, February 15th, beginning at 5 o'clock, a showing of the film Denial. And afterwards, with a lecture and discussion with Dr. Deborah Lipstadt, this is on the UTEP campus in the UGLC building, room 106. And it is completely free and open to the public. And the reason we're able to offer these kinds of incredible events free and to the public is because of the tremendous support for this event of the Jewish Community Foundation of El Paso and the Jewish Federation of Greater El Paso and a number of very generous community members who help support the Jewish Studies program here and enable us to bring these tremendously important events for the benefit of our entire borderland community. So we really hope that people will come out and watch the film and come hear Dr. Lipstadt talk about this very timely and important issue.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Louis.
We've been visiting with Dr. Ezra Capel. Dr. Capel is the director of the Inter-American Jewish Studies Program here at UTEP. And again, if you want to find out more about what's happening on Thursday with Dr. Deborah Lipstadt, you can go to the UTEP webpage and then just type in Inter-American Jewish Studies Program, and it'll take you to that website. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Seth Van Meter. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.